Have you been hitting the books and listening to lectures all day? It's time to relax, to unwind, and listen up. This is Brooke from Campus Chronicles, your go-to podcast for everything student life. No matter where you are in your academic journey, we have you covered. Think of us as a trusted mentor, friend, and confidant who always has your back. We'll be sharing inspiring stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical advice to help you succeed in and out of the classroom. So get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and entertained. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode. Today, we have a fantastic guest for you. His name is Sam Mitchell, and he is from the Autism Rocks and Rolls Corporation. I love that name. Sam, thank you for being here.
Thank you for letting me come on.
Well, let's dive right in. I want to know your background. Tell me a little bit about your origin story and what you're doing right now.
All right. So what I do is I run a podcast called Autism Rocks and Rolls Corporation. It's a podcast about autism and how we cope with daily struggles that you may or may not understand. Through the podcast, it's grown so much. I developed sponsors, a board of 6 members. I'm also an event planner in Indiana, which is where I'm from. I also do motivational speaking. I've spoken in Oklahoma, Orlando 3 times, Canada twice, Stuart, Florida, Washington, D.C., then around Indiana, clearly, because that's where I'm from. But I've also done a keynote speech in Daniels, West Virginia.
That is incredible. And you said you're a college student right now. What are you studying?
I am studying broadcasting. And believe it or not, I am, I don't want to say a late birdie, but I would say getting close to being done because this is my last semester.
Well, I actually went, my original degree was in broadcasting. So I understand how tough, you know, your coursework and all that you're doing is.
It could be tough depending on how you look at it. It just depends on what it is. So the problem with me in broadcasting in particular is I love it. I think it's cool. Definitely happy to learn more about it. But audio is where I strive in. Video, it's a little overwhelming. I get a little tough time with it.
Well, that makes complete sense. I want to dive into, you are managing this podcast and this corporation, and you are doing your schoolwork. How do you manage it all while also taking really good care of yourself?
I wonder that some days myself.
Well, that's true.
But to answer your question, I do it to the best of my ability when I can, because I do get that. I know I have academics to do. I know that in the college, you're going to socialize with people. And you got to take time for yourself. So what I try to do realistically is try to take a time span where, okay, I'm not going to go out of my dorm at this time. So for example, yesterday I went out with a couple buddies because they're train nerds, as I, and I mean that in the nicest way possible, but they were shopping at store at my college. Well, not the college, but around the college, to get train model stuff. And I want to go because I want to spend time with my buddies and I had my work done for the day. But I knew I didn't want to be running around with them all the time because you just don't do that. And I can't stand people enough to do that anyway. But anyway, what I decided to do was, all right, guys, let's see if we can get home at a decent time. So we did. We shopped, had fun. Billy spoke around about trains a little bit, you know what I was doing. I bought my father a gift, or maybe my grandfather, depends on who wants to take it. And then I wanted dinner because I really didn't want to walk out in the cold. Also, I wanted to go with them because it's currently not snowy, but icy out. So I got a truck ride at Taco Bell to get some food because I didn't want the dorm food that we had, and came back. Had a good night, except that night, except last night was kind of itchy because I forgot to take my allergy medicine.
Well, that's an example. When you're really busy like you are, you're balancing all these things, it's easy to forget something like meds. And there's something I love about what you said. And it's that you want to spend time with your friends, but you don't want to go right around with them every night. It's that concept of moderation, right? And that can be so hard when you're at university by yourself, as you mentioned, living in your dorm, having to make all of these decisions. Have you found that tough?
Well, I think it's tough for any college student because this is just facts in my view. You're not an adult yet, realistically. I mean, Are you definitely past a kid age? Oh, yeah, sure. Are you somewhat an adult? I can say so. But are you a complete adult? No, I mean, you're not realistically an adult until you're maybe in your late 20s. I mean, I think scientifically, I can't remember the exact age, girls mature faster than boys. I think with females, it's maybe 22 or 23 or maybe something like that. But boys, it's like 26, 28.
Mm-hmm. And that is such a good point, is you take on so much stress when you go to university and you feel like you have to get everything right and do everything right and be able to plan your whole life out for the next however many years. That is incredibly stressful.
It is. And you want those college experiences too.
How did you find the transition going from your parents' house to the university space? Was that tough? Walk us through that.
A couple of years ago is when I started like moving into a dorm and becoming a college student. At Ivy Tech, that's where I went beforehand. And I still lived at home there, but I was still a college student. But I feel like this has opened my horizons more often. And what helps me a lot too, and this is just for any college student too, finding your people. I mean, I'm involved with the program at my campus where I go every day. And that's what helps me the most, is if I go somewhere every day and I have my people there. That's for every college student though too, realistically, as I said earlier. Find a place to go and belong. Could be a group of friends. It could be a college system they got going on in the campus. It could be a class even. Just find your people.
Mm-hmm. Because building a community is so important. And as you mentioned, it has to be your people too. And that's so important, is to find people who align with you and whose values are similar. Now, I want to shift focus a little bit towards the work that you're doing with your organization, because you said something really interesting in the first part of our conversation. And that was that there's those everyday struggles that, yes, I might understand some of them, but a lot of them I'm not going to understand. When did your advocacy work in the autism realm begin?
Well, it really started kind of through my high school musicals, where I started the podcast, and that's when Autism Rocks and Rolls was born. But initially, it's meant to be a hobby, and the advocacy work kind of grew on its own. I mean, before you know it, there's other people in Indiana hearing about me, and we want to start a board. Okay, I don't know what the heck it is, but we'll give it a shot. Now there's businesses going around wanting to sponsor me. Okay, and I didn't know you could sponsor podcasts, realistically. I thought you could just sponsor movies and television shows.
Right, so it was a passion project, but it's really snowballed.
Right, I didn't know you could sponsor podcasts. I found that fascinating and pretty cool, if I say myself. And then next thing you know, my board wants to plan an event and do a gala. Okay, never heard of a gala, but you know what? Let's see what it is. Now in 2022, I'm getting invited to speak in Oklahoma. Okay, don't know how you found out about me, but let's go for it. It got so big, we had a feeling me and decide, all right, are we going to go through this? And thankfully, we did decide to go through with it because I'm doing all right financially right now. It's getting me noticed. And I also feel like I lived in the basement, which is where I felt like for 15 years beforehand.
Right. And you can feel so good about the work that you're doing in terms of educating people. Because I think there's so many people that just don't understand. With the podcast, what are some of the things that you teach about how to support like students or colleagues with autism?
Well, people, I think, sometimes forget there's a spectrum. So it's called autism spectrum for a reason. There's a whole wide of the spectrum. So, all right, we have person A. He is on maybe what they call lower side. I don't like to say lower side. I think it's a little too harsh. But realistically, this is what the most population of people think when they hear the word autism. They have the mindset of a three-year-old. Maybe they can't brush their teeth. They can't go to the bathroom on their own. They literally have no concept of struggle. Concept of social skills. I have a friend right now. If he were around me today, he would literally touch my hair and told me, you need a haircut. Because he thinks that's socially acceptable to grab your hair and rub your head. And I know we can't go up to grab people, a stranger, and do that. But in his mind, that's logically sensible. Because he's heard it from his family. But here's the problem. society's partially right. There is a population like that, and maybe they're even in a wheelchair bound because if they try to walk, it's fallen over. Problem is, that's not everybody. There's also a middle of the road mindset. Maybe realistically, they have the mindset of an 8-year-old. I met a person who shall remain nameless, was very similar like this. He could understand communication, but if you try to put him out in the real world, nah, I don't see that happening really well. That's an accident waiting to happen. I got a friend also like this currently, where he thinks that even though I live an hour, it's inappropriate to drive to invite me to a show that's an hour from me. And realistically, I just can't do that. It's not the time to go there because I'm an hour away. But the other side is what I'm like. So I like to say, even though biologically I'm 22, I would say mentally I'm 19 or 20 years old because I do have no concept of social skills sometimes. And even though it's hard to not socialize, I do understand the work and a schedule. Like, I got to go to class. Okay, I can get that. I can be productive in society. I can work. That's the population I try to aim toward. And obviously everybody on the spectrum. But society needs to see that there's no one population of autism. Because I can still go brush my teeth. I can put on deodorant. And to a point, I mean, I know how to use toilet paper.
Right. And you can have all those normal functions. And you're right. I think there is a lot of misconceptions about it. And I think it's easy to categorize people. And that is really harmful when we start to do that. What do you wish people understood or knew about autism that they just don't seem to get?
Well, I think sometimes one of the struggles with autism is we have foot and mouth syndrome, as I call it. Basically, we're blunt and people think we're being rude, but in our mind, it's completely, we're telling the truth. And in our brain, it's not being rude. Here's a great example. So yesterday we had a wing meeting. Now, when you've been to college for 2 years, you know the rules. And in my view, the meeting was stupid for me because I know the rules. I know what to do if this happens, if this happens, if this happens. And what I wanted to do, and I didn't clearly because I would have gotten ripped a new one, tell the person or the RA in charge, why am I here? This is ridiculous because I know what I understand the rules. I haven't gotten in trouble for 2 years. I think I'm okay. I think this needs to be for first timers. I mean, if I was a first time student a year ago, I get why I need to have this wing meeting, but I've been here before. It's just the same old song. No point in doing this.
Mm-hmm. And from what I'm hearing, right, is that people take it offensively. Like, oh, he's being mean to me. Oh, he's being rude to me. He's being callous to me. And there's not a lot of grace for the openness and the bluntness, like you said.
Right.
That's really interesting. And I'm sure it's very interesting in college because you're doing group study, you know, studying with other people, and that can be really hard. How have you found your relationship with the other university students to be?
This is from my observation, but a lot of people that I met with broadcasting are autistic, have some type of story, or in general, they're just, you know, all around decent people. And I probably wouldn't be the same story if I was in a different program. And I just really have been a good system where I have students and professors who are willing to work with you, not against you, because we know sometimes college teachers should not be professors.
No, and that's a good point. So you said that both the students and the teachers have worked with you versus against you. What's an example of maybe like a professor or a teacher working with you? Because I think it's incredibly important for people to hear.
Well, I have accommodations, and I think a great example is last semester, actually. So I had to take a final. It was a comm law final, and there was just so much information, so much things that you could easily mix up. And I told the professor, ma'am, I'm just scared of this. I'm nervous. And then I told her that I didn't know what we could do because I feel like as much as she wanted to help, which I do appreciate, it was a personal problem. Like the professor can't help my anxiety.
Right.
She wanted to, but just didn't know how. And I was fine with that. So what I decided was, okay, I have an idea. What if I take it up in this experience place that I go to? And we had to work out some kinks through doing it, but she was totally open doing it. And there were some rules that I had to follow because of just some issues like cheating issues. I mean, I didn't cheat. I never did, but other students have. And we had to follow some linguistics, but I was still able to take it up in that lab.
And that's a good example of, you said she wanted to help, but she didn't know how. I think there's so many people that want to be supportive, that want to be accommodating, but they don't know how to do it without feeling self-conscious or awkward, or they don't want to be pushy.
And it's also hard, too, when you don't get much in college compared to high school. You do get help, but it's different, clearly. High school, you get maybe extra time on tests. And with me, I did too in college, but it's still timed, and the pacing doesn't change. So in high school, one of the worst things I've had to run into is pacing. If you teach at a track, as I call it, which is really fast, I'm not going to retain any information. It's not going to happen. If it's at a B track where it's slow, and maybe we review the homework, do homework the next day, okay, I can work with that. And in college, they can't do that realistically because it is their job literally in this 8 weeks to teach every part of that semester. There's no slowing down.
In terms of balancing everything, what do you do to reduce your stress or help with your coping? Because I can't imagine it's easy.
Oh, I rely on family. I call my mom.
That's wonderful. That is an incredible coping mechanism. Take advantage of your mother, assuming that you have a good relationship or a maternal figure.
Right. And I'm lucky. That's why I do it too, because I'm lucky to have it. And I made some friends who I think have decent relationships with their parents. But some of these people I ran into and acquaintances I have, they don't. And I feel like as a college student, you need that more than maybe in your high school life or general school life.
Is you need trusted people to talk to that you can just share and be open with. Because I think that there's this tendency to pretend like you can do it all and that you're strong and that you don't need help and you don't need support.
Yeah, there's no need to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. Sam, I have an interesting question for you. I'll be curious to see what your answer is. If you were going to give 3 pieces of advice to university age students, what would those 3 pieces of advice be?
To university students, man, it's a different one. I've been asked what's been advice before you've received or what advice would you give, and not to university students in particular. So the first one is the one I said earlier, find your people. I mean, I've always said this in the world. If you don't believe someone's going to find you interesting, you are widely mistaken. Someone's going to find you interesting. And it may not be mom and dad because they're just not raising you right, or they're just not good parents. Maybe you'll find your family here at university, because college is less restricted compared to school life. So that's the first advice I give, maybe. The second piece of advice is the way to be a college student, in my view, is sometimes you got to stay on top of it. So with broadcasting, there is some lenient room. But when I had to take my math class, oh my God, I had to be on top of it every day. Each day, I had to do something with math. So definitely be on top of your academics. Third, enjoy the experience. You're only a college student once, okay? I mean, I'm just hoping I can remember the time I went with my friends to the pizza restaurant and sipped the beer and just literally chatted with them.
It does go so fast, so savor the moments. Do you have a mantra or a quote or something that you live your life by?
Well, I say it's not really the way I live, but I think it's just a truth of life. If the world could be nice and not act so stupid, I think we'd get along so much better, don't you think?
That is a true thing. That is so true. And that points back to what you said about just being open, being blunt, and putting it out there. As we wrap up, is there one thing about autism advocacy that I have not asked that you think is important for people to know?
Well, I think it's important to mention I've done a TEDx talk. We had to do it virtually because of COVID, but it's still qualified as a TEDx talk. And just remember, those on spectrum are human beings. We're not animals. Just because we can't maybe brush our teeth doesn't mean we could possibly win America's Got Talent. There's literally proof of it. One of the winners of America's Got Talent is autistic and blind. When you chat with them, might have a 3-year-old. However, put him behind that piano and see what happens. And if you don't believe me, watch the video, AGT 2019, Cody Lee.
That's a good point, because everybody has their own gifts and talents. And it's not up to us to decide, you know, anything. We just have to be receptive to people's gifts and talents. And I've seen him before. He's really wonderful.
Yeah. And you're going to tell me he's not successful?
He is very successful. He is. I wish I was successful as him. That is an incredible point. As we wrap up, is there anything else you want to say?
Well, thank you for your time again. I had a blast.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Sam, for joining us. I feel like I learned something, and I hope that everyone listening did as well. And thank you all for joining us.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.